Hello, everyone.
I hope you're having a terrific Sunday.
My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome, one and all, to the first edition of Wellness in the New Millennium in the year 2003.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Tonight's topic is about the number one complaint in America today, fatigue.
My patient
Kate joins us to share her story of feeling constantly exhausted most of the time for years.
The exhaustion was so persistent that she thought that that was the way she was,
a weak individual that could only do so much every day and had difficulty in thinking clearly. Stay with us to learn more about what Kate did to beat fatigue and mental
dysfunction quickly and naturally.
Before we start tonight's program, let me tell you about the topics for the next few weeks.
Next week on January 19th, the topic
will be about one of the most powerful antioxidants available today, astaxanthin.
Research shows that
taking astaxanthin regularly may decrease the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and age-related macular degeneration. Tune in to learn more about this powerful antioxidant and its cousin,
spirulina.
Then 2 weeks from today on January 26th, organic farming, healing touch, visualization, and biofeedback are becoming
popular mainstream beliefs today.
However, in Japan, Mokichi Okada and his organization have been practicing this way of life since the 1930s. Tune in to learn more about the roots of the Pan-American MOA Foundation and how they continue to cultivate their way of life here in Hawaii with organic nature farming, the meditative, serene, and beautiful art of tea ceremony and flower arranging, and their technique of hands-on healing called Jorei, the medical art of Japan. Then in 3 weeks, on February 2nd, the topic will be open for discussion, and your questions will determine what we discuss that on that night. Again, next week, the topic will be about the most powerful antioxidant available today, astaxanthin. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrex Hawaii, producers of bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina in Pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The Pan-American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and Jorei, the medical art from Japan.
The Good Health Store,
more than just a health store.
Enzymatic Therapy,
producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Chiropractic Center,
serving Hawaii one spine at a time.
And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Please stay with us to learn more about what you can do to beat fatigue forever with my patient Kate, right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan-American MOA Foundation and Enzymatic Therapy.
Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108 tonight. Our topic is about the number one complaint in America today, fatigue. Current medical books and other publications say that fatigue affects between, get this, 25 to 67% of American adults today. But really, what is fatigue? Medically speaking, fatigue is not related to overexertion during one day or lack of sleep last night, so I feel tired today. Fatigue is a continual tiredness, weakness, or lethargy that lasts for weeks, months, or in many instances, years. It may be a feeling of exhaustion that is unrelenting even with more than adequate sleep and nutrition, and this fatigue may come and go for periods at a time. Fatigue may be the result of other physical or physiologic disorders such as endocrine disorders, as in Addison's disease and hypothyroidism, neurologic disorders such as myasthenia gravis, infectious diseases such as hepatitis and infective endocarditis, respiratory disorders such as emphysema and asthma, hematologic disorders such as anemia and infectious mononucleosis, collagen disorders like rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus erythematosus, cancer of many types, and drugs such as sedatives, drugs and sedatives like alcohol and sedatives, to name a few. But if you don't have any of these disorders and you still suffer from exhaustion, what can you do? My patient Kate joins us to share her story of overcoming an unrelenting fatigue. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So Kate, I'm sure there are at least one or two people out in Radio Land that's thinking to themselves, I bet Kate's fatigue was nothing. Tell us, how bad was your fatigue?
Well, I felt like I was sleeping a lot, taking naps.
You're taking naps every day?
Yeah, I work pretty early in the morning, so I thought it was a normal thing to have
to take
a nap in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. And I go to school and I have kids, so I really did think it was a normal thing, but it was just getting to be too much.
Mm. In what way was it too much for you?
I felt like I was working and sleeping. And
work,
then
only working and sleeping.
Picking up my kids.
That's all you, that's,
and
that
going
was your
to
life.
School, yeah. I didn't, yeah. It,
how much were you sleeping a day on average before?
Well, after work I would have to take a 2-hour nap, and sometimes I wouldn't want to get up.
So you would take a 2-hour nap every day. How much did you sleep at night?
I would sleep probably, I would try to sleep 7 to 8 hours.
So so you're sleeping 9-10 hours a day, which is quite a bit. I mean, but
when I added it up, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. You were busy.
Yeah.
Like other people are too.
Right, and getting up so early.
Okay. So you would think 10 hours of sleep a day would be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. How did your fatigue or the tiredness that you felt affect you or interrupt your or interfere with your life?
Well, it made me irritable. And I found that maybe my temper was a little short. And I just couldn't do the things that I wanted to do.
Obviously. Because you're sleeping in the middle of your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do things that you would want to do?
Yeah. I was doing a lot, but it just seemed like I was half there a lot of the time.
Okay. And obviously, if you thought your life was just working and sleeping,
mm-hmm.
working and sleeping, because, you know, life, we want to do things, right? Some people love to hike. Other people have other kind of hobbies that they love. And you have kids.
Right.
And I'm sure they want to get out and do stuff.
Right.
Did you have energy to do things with them and take them out?
Well, I would really try to, because I thought it was because I wasn't getting enough exercise.
Mm, your fatigue.
So, right.
Okay. Kate, you suffer from many other symptoms along with the fatigue, too. May I list your symptoms, your mm-hmm. other symptoms that you suffered from? You had migraine headaches,
mm-hmm.
deep bone pain, stomach aches, nausea, eye pain, sensitivity to light, dry eyes, easy bruising, and then of course you must have been depressed
mm-hmm.
because you're suffering from all these other symptoms
mm-hmm.
day in and day out. Would you tell us how bad your migraine headaches were?
Well, I felt like I was taking more aspirin than I was taking a lot of aspirin, and I was taking probably the heaviest aspirin you could get over the counter. And it was probably, it got to the point where it was weekly. I was taking aspirin, and I don't like to take
medications.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So to me, it was a lot
yeah.
to be taking, but I had to. I had to take it.
You were taking it
because
weekly.
Because my headaches would be so bad.
So you suffered from migraine headaches every week?
Yeah.
Would you describe those headaches? On average, what were they like?
Well, they fluctuated. When it was really bad, I couldn't. I had to go to sleep. I had to take an aspirin, the strongest I could take. I was taking a migraine aspirin, and I had
Excedrin migraine?
Yeah, Excedrin migraine, and I had to sleep.
You had to sleep, otherwise...
I just couldn't...
deal with life, you just had to...
Yeah.
And when you woke up, you were hoping the migraine was gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with that one, a lot of the times it was, but then I think it got to the point where I had to take it more because I had gotten used to that dose,
okay.
So I had to...
Take even more.
And I really didn't like doing that because, like I said, I don't like to take anything that's
not... Okay. So these migraines were bad.
Yeah.
The pain was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just wanted to take those pills and go to sleep
because
mm-hmm. then you wouldn't have to feel them. How long did you have the migraine headaches? How many years did they affect you?
Well, it was worse probably the last couple years.
The last couple of years?
Yeah.
And I guess because you would take the Excedrin migraine and then go to sleep, it affected your life quite a bit.
It did.
Yeah, it prevented you from doing many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had migraines every week, and you suffered from them for... They were worse the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you had them for many years?
Yeah. I just thought it was because of my schedule. Because I'm doing a lot going to school.
Going to school full-time?
Off and on full-time.
And work pretty much full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you have two kids.
Yeah.
Full-time mom.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a busy life.
Yeah.
So some people might think, yeah, she should have been fatigued. But you're going to find out that Kate doesn't have any fatigue now, in a few minutes anyway. You suffer from deep bone pain. Would you explain what deep bone pain was to you?
Well, I always felt achy, like there was just something inside my
deep
bones.
Inside.
And I just, like I said, it felt like this felt normal to me. But when it went away... You know, it's hard to believe that
it went away.
I did all of.
So I guess you're saying that the ache wasn't just something you could massage out.
No.
Yeah, it was deep.
Yeah.
And would you say how bad was that pain?
Well, it just felt like I had something inside me.
Just an ache all the time.
That I carried around
every day.
So, pretty much.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
How long did you suffer from this deep bone pain?
Oh, for quite a while. Probably a lot of years.
A lot of years?
Yeah.
5 years or more?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it fluctuated.
Okay. Would come and go?
Mm-hmm.
Or would get worse and
mm-hmm.
not so bad?
Yeah.
Would you tell us about the stomach aches and nausea that you experienced?
Well, again, I thought it was related to the aspirin I was taking, but I had nausea pretty regularly and stomach aches. And again, I just thought it was my schedule. You know, I was really riding myself.
So
doing too much.
You said pretty regular you had the stomach ache and nausea. Was it like every week you had it or
mm-hmm.
every day?
Every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
The nausea that you felt, could you kind of explain that? How bad was the nausea? Because some people feel slightly nauseated.
Well, I felt it when there was bright light.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That made me feel
nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Did that trigger the migraine headache also?
Mm-hmm. The light, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, migraine headaches are associated with nausea. The stomach aches, would you explain that? How did that feel?
It was just my lower stomach. I felt like there was gas or something. And like I said, I had all these visions that, you know, if I exercise, you know,
it would go away.
Yeah, and maybe I wasn't, even though I thought I ate really well, I just thought it was just something I was eating or
that
know.
Made you have the stomach aches and
mm-hmm.
feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you suffer from the stomach aches and the nausea?
Probably quite a while too.
Yeah, more than 5 years.
Probably about 5 years. You know, like I said, it seems so
normal for
that
you.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people live out there
mm-hmm.
with sinus congestion or headaches and other symptoms,
mm-hmm.
And they think that that's just them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what you said to me when you said you just thought that was you being, you know, tired and with all those other symptoms. Would you tell us about the eye pain? Describe that for us.
Bright lights. It just felt like it was in my socket, my eye socket.
Okay, so like a migraine. Was that the migraine headache, the eye pain, or was it?
No, it would be worse when I had the headache.
The migraine.
But it would happen at work when there was bright light. I would have to turn the lights down, and it was irritating to other people that like the, you know,
the bright
brighter light. But I really, sometimes I would just want it off.
Did it feel like? Yeah, did it feel, people with migraines, they would turn off all the lights, right? Draw the drapes, curtains, so no light comes in. Did it feel like a knife was jabbing in your eye?
Sometimes.
Sometimes it was like that? Okay. So obviously, suffering from those symptoms, you must have been depressed.
Yeah, I was, but like I said, it just felt normal. So I would have my good days and not so good days.
And your bad days.
So I was able to do things, but now I'm really able to do things.
Okay. You had a few other symptoms that I want to cover too. I mean, they're not as bad, but you still had those symptoms like the sensitivity to light.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, could you explain to us what that means? Why? What kind of light were you sensitive to? Was it all the time?
It was a lot of the time.
A lot of the time? Any kind of bright light, like the headlights flashing in your eyes?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Okay, how about when the sun bounces off the rear window of a car?
Let's just say I was constantly wearing sunglasses.
Okay. And that would trigger the headaches and the nausea and the stomach aches.
It would make it worse.
Would make it worse.
The combination.
Okay. Yeah. And you also, this is a symptom that doesn't seem like anything to anyone, but I notice it because most of my patients tell me that they suffer from dry eyes.
Yeah, I had that too. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that affect you? I mean, you know, it doesn't mean much.
Well, it just felt weird.
That your eyes felt dry.
Yeah, I always had to close them like
and try to make them moist.
Yeah.
Okay. You also, another symptom that doesn't seem like anything to most people, but because I treat a lot of people with chronic diseases, this symptom always comes up for them too, and it's easy bruising.
Mm-hmm. I had that.
Would you explain that for the listening audience?
I just always had bruises.
On your body?
On my legs.
On your legs?
That's where I could see it. This is the easiest to see.
And you always seem to have them?
Yeah.
And you thought that was to see you again?
Yeah. I thought maybe there was a vitamin deficiency somewhere that caused that.
Was allowing the easy bruising. Which, can be. For instance, bioflavonoids and vitamin C, very important to keep your capillaries strong. So if they're strong, the blood shouldn't leak out of them. But we're going to find out that, you know, you no longer suffer from the easy bruising just by changing your diet. When you came into me, I told you what I felt you had. Would you tell the listening audience what that was?
Systematic candida.
Okay. So
systemic candida.
So I told you you had fungus in your body.
Yeah.
What did you think of that when I told you that?
I just wanted it out.
Why did you want it out?
As possible.
Because you wanted to feel better?
Well, because I didn't think when I was coming, I thought, no, I don't have this. And then when I found out more, I realized that, the likelihood was pretty great that I did.
What do you mean by when I found out more?
Well, when I found out about antibiotic use and how it affects your body. And there was a lot going on about mold in buildings.
At that time,
the
Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Right. And so
that rang a bell for you, the mold.
Yeah.
Wow. You took antibiotics and estrogens or corticosteroids?
I only took antibiotics and rarely, but I did take it when I was a teenager for acne.
Okay.
For about 8 months.
8 months. Mm-hmm. And that's a long time, taking antibiotics over an 8 month period. Mm-hmm. And you suffer from many symptoms also. And I want to talk about a symptom that, you know, doesn't really have anything to do with health, but it does have a lot to do with maybe self-image and self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And this was something that you had mentioned to me. It was having bags under your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I had purple lines and bags under my eyes.
I mean, but everybody has bags under their eyes. What made yours so bad? I mean, would you explain that to the audience?
I just didn't like it.
Okay.
And I thought maybe it was an allergy to something.
Mm.
And
it was purple, dark.
Yeah, there was
dark.
A dark. And a friend of mine, after I had been on the diet for maybe a month, Julie, who's probably listening right now, said, she noticed that it had lightened substantially.
Yeah.
And she mentioned it to me. And I didn't realize how noticeable it was.
Yeah.
And
you know, well, it was fairly noticeable,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's going to find out how much better you look now and how much of a change it's made for you in a few minutes. But was it something that you was concerned about? Having the bags under the eyes.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I didn't think it was very attractive.
Okay.
It made me look tired, and I was tired, but it really showed
That's true. That's true. When I first saw you, you looked really tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you always looked like that, I guess people would have the image that Kate must be really working hard. And not getting much sleep, yeah? Mm-hmm. Being really busy.
But I was getting a lot of
sleep.
Sometimes I wouldn't, because of studying. And I wouldn't get as much as I needed.
But. Right. But most times you'd get 10 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I told you you had systemic candida infections. Everybody thinks, what is that?
Yeah.
But when I went over the medical books and showed you the medical books and what they said about taking antibiotics, steroids, and estrogens, did that help you understand systemic fungal infections better?
Yeah, it made me think that there's a likelihood that I had it, and I was willing to try because other friends had worked with you and they had results.
Ah, okay. So. They had gotten better also. Okay. Kate, we're going to have to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more. Stay with us for more with Kate and how she overcame exhaustive fatigue after we take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, and the Good Health Store. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic is about the number one complaint in America today, fatigue. My patient, Kate, joins us to share her story of beating exhaustive fatigue naturally. So, Kate, before we went on to that commercial break, we talked about what I diagnosed you with and your understanding of this chronic or systemic fungus infection that was in you that was causing all these symptoms. What treatment did I put you on?
I changed my diet. No yeast products at all. And also foods that I could be allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
And also simple carbohydrates?
Mm-hmm.
No sugars?
Oh, right, no sugars.
No cookies, no pies, no cakes, no
Which
ice cream.
I didn't eat a lot
before.
Of, right.
Ah, okay. Also, no bread and pasta.
And which I did eat a lot of.
Bread and pasta.
Yeah,
okay.
Bread, pasta, potatoes.
Fruits?
Rice. Lots and lots of fruits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no fruit also on this diet, as well as no dried fruit. Let's see, no juice and soda. And the food allergy foods that we eliminated were?
Milk, dairy products.
Eggs.
Eggs, yogurt.
Soy.
Yeah. A lot of all
You ate
soy.
A lot of soy before.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, we eliminated soy, corn,
mushrooms,
tomatoes.
Tomatoes, which I ate a lot of. Eggplant, which I just tested.
Okay, how'd you do?
I'm allergic to eggplant.
You're allergic to eggplant. Yeah. What kind of symptom did you get?
My chest felt really tight.
Okay.
And my throat. And I felt nauseous.
Nauseous. A lot of people are surprised that a food can make them feel nauseous.
Right, and it felt gassy, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eggplant, bell peppers,
mm-hmm.
potatoes, peanuts, pistachios, cashews, and macadamia nuts, and coffee. And
right.
alcohol and vinegar.
Yeah, and I didn't drink really coffee.
You didn't drink coffee
no.
before. That's interesting, because most people who suffer from fatigue, they drink a lot of coffee.
I wasn't drinking coffee.
Okay. So was the treatment hard? Was the diet hard?
It was a shock at first, that first few minutes when I
only
asked
minutes?
You if I have, do I have to start it now? But then when I thought about it, I thought, well, I'd rather just start it now because I don't want to have any more. I want to get that
the fungus out of your body.
Okay. Yeah. So I started right as soon as I left the office. And it took about a week to get used to the, realizing I can't have this and this. And
yeah. So. But you didn't call me often, though. I think maybe you called me once or twice and asked about, can I eat this food or that food? It sounded like you did pretty good with that diet change.
Yeah. And I had had food at friend's house. So I was fairly used to some of the foods, and I liked them.
Oh, okay.
And I liked soups, and there were soups that I could have.
Okay. So you didn't think the diet change was that
no,
tough?
No, because I thought I was eating healthy, and a lot of the foods that I was eating was there. It was just, I would say, it was just rearranging the way I thought about eating.
So you felt you were eating healthier now with the diet I put you on?
Well, I was happy for at last to know what foods could help me.
Mm.
I was happy to have some kind of plan.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, that kind of reined in all of the choices that are out there to this set of choices, and this is what the result will be, and hopefully this amount of time. So I liked having those boundaries.
And what did I tell you about how long it would take for you to get well?
You said about 6 months.
Okay. To get totally well.
Yeah, to 9 months or something like that.
I think I told you like 4 to 5 months, but the whole treatment would take about 7 to 9 months.
Yeah.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And that was okay with you?
Yeah, because I was willing to
try it.
Anything because, I had been so tired.
Yeah, and I think I told you within about 6 weeks you would feel significantly better.
Yeah, so to me that was not a long period of time since I had been tired for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
6 weeks was great.
A short time to give up to try to feel better.
Right.
What foods were you eating then? You know, when I asked you to change your diet.
Right before the diet? Or right in the beginning?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I could eat feta cheese, so
okay.
Goat cheese, rice crackers. I made some of the legume soups, lentil soups. I always had a big salad every day, so
okay.
All of that was...
What did you eat for breakfast?
I ate then what I eat now,
okay.
Except I've altered it a bit, but oatmeal and papaya is the one fruit that I could eat.
Yes.
So I was very happy.
You can eat papaya.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So the long cooking oats.
Okay.
And now I do a lot of different things with it that I just dream up these new things
oh, really?
To do with it to
so
make it
you're becoming
exciting.
Quite the chef with oats
yeah.
and other healthy foods.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you eat for dinner?
At first, I ate fish.
Okay.
Because you said that I would probably be really hungry
mm-hmm.
the first week or a couple weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had hardly really been eating fish. I had been eating a lot of pasta. Was
before.
My main, yeah.
Okay.
And, soy burger things. And,
okay.
So I thought, well, I need to have something dense.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat meat. Very rarely ate meat.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And or chicken or fish.
Yeah.
But so then I fish with salads.
Okay. So the diet wasn't that big of a change for you then?
No.
Because you weren't eating much meat.
It was just, like I said, rearranging.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay. We also gave you some supplements to take, too,
mm-hmm.
besides the diet change.
Mm-hmm.
And the supplements, I'll go over them for the listening audience. We gave you some things to strengthen your digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you some things to kill the fungus. I gave you some things to put back the good bacteria that belong in your small intestines that the fungus took over. And we also strengthened your liver and kidneys because mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of detoxification mm-hmm. going on. Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later, after you started, would you tell us how you felt?
I felt really good, but you said that I would feel even better. But I, well, the first 2 weeks...
You mean in the next few months or so,
right,
you would feel even better than you did?
But I felt really good, although it was an up and down, because I was still detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
So there were really good days, but there would be a couple days where I wouldn't feel as good.
Mm.
And so, but that period got shorter and shorter. To the point where I am now, the bad feeling days.
Yeah, was getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of go over your symptoms, and if you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You were going to say something?
Well, probably you'll.
Okay. So after 2 weeks, what was going on with your fatigue?
I had more energy, and I was sleeping less.
Okay. You had told me that you didn't feel out of it anymore, which was,
yeah.
I guess you mentioned earlier on this program, spacey.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mention it, but I would feel a little cloudy.
Cloudy, okay. And you felt much cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said that was greater than 50% improvement
mm-hmm.
on the fatigue. Your bone pain, you said, was much better.
Yeah.
Would you explain that?
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was some kind of thing inside my bones.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
know, so it was pretty immediate for that.
So that's pretty dramatic, that
yeah.
improvement in the bone pain. And at that time, you said it was greater than 50% better.
Mm-hmm.
The migraine headaches.
Well, I have not taken an aspirin since I started the diet because I decided that I just did not want to take it. And
mm-hmm.
so I have not taken aspirin at all, only homeopathic type.
Remedies for your headaches.
Right.
Okay. At that time, you were still getting them
mm-hmm.
2 weeks,
I was,
but you said
yeah.
they were better.
Yeah.
Not as intense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was going on? So I guess also the eye pain was slightly better too, because
mm-hmm.
that went along with your migraines, as well as your, but an interesting thing was that your stomach aches and nausea,
mm-hmm.
what happened to them?
Do
you remember?
They disappeared.
You had none
yeah.
at that time. Which is interesting because they kind of went along with the eye pain and the headaches
mm-hmm,
before.
Mm-hmm.
But you had no nausea and stomach aches.
Yeah, it was like the symptoms were breaking up.
Okay.
And starting to.
I guess, obviously, the irritability was...
I was less irritable.
Okay. The sensitivity to light also.
Much
better.
Much
so the
better.
The same lights that bothered you 2 weeks
Do
earlier...
Not bother, yeah.
They weren't bothering
uh-huh.
you. Okay. So obviously you weren't as depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In general, you told me back then, 2 weeks after you started, that you're about 50% better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought this was great. And then
you thought it was just great having that kind of improvement.
Right.
And you would have been happy with that much?
Well, back then... But now that I know that it can be greater.
Okay. Can you remember how you felt about the treatment and your improvement at that time? 2 weeks.
Fine.
After.
I was pretty used to the eating. There were a few little kinks of, you know, when you're on the run
mm-hmm.
food. So I had to be a little bit more prepared for that. But now it's really easy. It's no problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you surprised with the type of improvement you made in just 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that. So, Kate, then, 3 months after you started on the treatment program, you stated to me at that office visit that you felt 100% improvement. So
mm-hmm.
if 100% improvement would mean that all your symptoms that you suffered from before were gone.
Yeah, no naps.
So the fatigue.
Yeah.
You felt mm-hmm. great. You had a lot of
yeah.
energy. You
in
didn't
fact,
need to
I was,
take naps.
No, and in fact, I was able to work more, which I needed to do at that time.
At that
so,
time.
Yeah.
Okay. So here was this fatigue that you suffered from for greater than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You took naps every day or close to every day for 2 hours. Now all of a sudden you don't need to take naps anymore?
Yeah, so I have a lot more time to do.
To work?
Well,
and other
work,
things.
And I'm doing a lot of things.
Okay. We can talk about that in a few minutes.
Okay.
What happened to the migraine headaches 3 months after we had started?
I would get it. It was far less severe, and I was no more aspirin, and it just got less and less. It was a gradual getting less, but it ended up being like once every 6 weeks.
Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
As every week.
Right.
Okay. Tell me about the bone pain.
None.
Stomach aches and nausea?
No.
None. Eye pain?
No.
The light sensitivity?
No.
Dry eyes?
No.
Easy bruising?
No.
So depression?
No.
No. So that's 3 months after you started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you feel about that improvement after just 3 months of the treatment?
Well, it opened up a lot of time, and I felt really good that, and I felt pretty gung-ho, very gung-ho on the diet.
Mm-hmm. You are really good.
Yeah.
You were really good on the diet. Were you surprised that you could not have those symptoms again?
Yes, because I had lived with them for so long, I thought it was...
Was you.
Just me. I thought it was just my emotions were...
creating
moody and that it was just
I'm just moody,
a psychological thing, but it was so related to food.
Yeah And that's what a lot of people don't understand. I have a lot of spouses that come to talk to me after about their spouse that I've been treating, and they say, I just thought that was the way she was, or he was moody, irritable, or a bitch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to see the change just with the change of diet.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's 5 months after we started the treatment. How are you doing now?
I'm doing really well.
Are you doing even better than you did 2 months ago?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the migraine headaches.
I don't have them.
You don't have them anymore.
I get slight headaches during my menses, but I take the homeopathic headache medicine, and it goes away really fast. So it's considerably, it's 99%.
Gone?
Yeah.
You had told me that you hadn't suffered a migraine in about 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
the last time I talked to you. So you haven't taken any Excedrin migraine pills?
No, not since August.
You started.
Right.
Okay. And you were taking them for years, every day for years?
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That strength.
Okay. And something else I want to talk about, too, that is always one of the great benefits of the treatment that really has nothing to do with what patients come in to see me for. But it always happens. When you started your treatment a little over 5 months ago, you didn't appear overweight to me. Yeah. But over a period of time, you had gained a little weight. Do you recall what your weight was 5 months ago? And would you tell everyone how tall you are?
Well, I'm 5'8", and it was 140 pounds.
You were 140 pounds.
It didn't look like, it was pretty
distributed. Yeah, because you were tall.
Yeah.
Distributed well. But you said you had gained a few pounds over the years.
Right, since I had my kids, so
okay.
I thought it was related to that.
How old's your oldest?
14.
Okay. Would you tell everyone how much weight you lost during this five-month period of time?
19 pounds.
19 pounds. So you're 121 now.
Yes.
Did you think that was ever possible?
I had hoped that it would be possible one day when I exercised.
So you're like a supermodel type now, yeah? 5'8", 120 pounds, that's kind of like what the supermodels would be, their weight.
Yeah?
No?
That was what I was when I was
when you were
school.
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says the same thing. I'm back to my high school weight,
mm-hmm.
even though they're 60 years old, if you can believe that one. But, the weight you lost is typically the toughest weight to lose, to get
at
back.
At this age, too.
I mean, if you're 200 pounds, you can get down to 140.
Right, but that last,
the last 10, 15, 20% of that weight is the hardest to go.
Yeah, I had tried, and like I said, I was thought I was eating healthy, and it wasn't
good. It wasn't coming off.
No.
You said you had tried to lose that weight before. Okay. Was it hard for you to lose that 19 pounds?
Not at all.
What do you mean? There's a lot of women out there trying desperately all kinds of weight loss programs.
Well, if you can lose weight plus have more energy, no more headaches, you know, it was very easy.
Very easy.
I didn't have to think about it. Just having, and I never really thought about it, but just having the energy and not having the headaches like I did and the bone pain. And,
right.
And the eye irritation and the light.
All those.
That, to me, was gift enough.
Mm-hmm.
But losing the weight was...
Bonus.
Was great.
Did you have to exercise to help?
No, and that's the thing. I had always thought that I needed to exercise, and I wasn't exercising, and I had the energy. Now, imagine, I am exercising more now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to... regularly, but I have the energy to exercise. I did not have the energy before to.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't exercise, and you still lost the 19 pounds.
Right.
But you feel like, well, you're exercising more now.
A little bit more.
A little bit more now.
But still, if I really did an exercise regime, I think I'd feel really great. More than this, more energy. It's almost scary.
It is. But it's amazing, isn't it? It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think you could lose that weight?
No.
No?
I just thought that when you get a certain age, you just...
You're that weight, and you can't...
It's harder, because I've seen friends.
Yeah.
Slowly gain.
So, obviously, you look great now. You lost a lot of weight. You must be getting a lot of compliments from your friends and people around you about, you know, your weight loss and other things.
Yeah, and some friends, though, are looking at me and saying, wondering what I...
What you did.
Like, there's something wrong that, you know...
You look so good?
That I'm losing weight, and, yeah, they're like, you're not eating, or... But I'm eating. I tell you, I'm eating a lot.
Do you feel like you're starving on that diet?
No, not at all.
Because you can eat as much as you want, right?
Right, I can eat as much as I want.
Okay. Your skin looks great now.
Much better.
Yeah. Are you getting compliments about your skin?
Yeah, I do.
What are people saying?
Well, they say that I look like I'm tan when I haven't been to the beach, but there's more color in my skin.
In your skin. You do look like you're tan, but you never go to the beach now.
No, not.
So your skin is looking that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look tired at all.
I'm not. I've been up since 4.
This morning?
Yeah, I took a 10-minute rest. And I feel really good.
You sound great. You sound like you have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
What would you tell anyone who suffers from great fatigue?
I would tell them to try this because they don't have anything to lose. And it really, really helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that most people are suffering from this.
Like the medical books say.
Right.
25 to 67%. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Suffer from fatigue.
Yeah, and when I see people with bags under their eyes and they look puffy.
Yeah. Because you were getting a lot of sleep, and I think most people do get enough sleep. They just don't have the good quality
sleep
because of some problems with their...
It's food.
Diet, yeah.
Food can really affect.
You're planning on starting your son on the treatment program during the summer.
This summer, yeah.
Why?
Because you told me that if I have candida, that my children most likely do.
Do they have any symptoms, though?
Yeah, both of them do.
What kind?
Well, my older son is sleepy a lot.
Tired.
And he's a teenager, so typically it's supposed to be a normal thing. But I think that...
I think most teenagers have a lot of energy, or should have.
Right.
Yeah. That's like the peak of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So fatigue, they have other symptoms besides that?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to go into it. But you feel he would benefit greatly from it. Okay. Kate, you made a few comments to me during the last visit. Would you care to elaborate on them? I'll just kind of mention them a little bit because you probably forget. You forgot. You said, I thought I would have to exercise to feel this good.
I did. And I'm not, which is
amazing. You're not exercising at all.
Well, I'm exercising a little bit, but not to the extent that I thought I would have to
feel this good.
Yeah.
You mentioned that I can work more than I ever did before. How much are you working now?
Well, during the holidays, I worked overtime, and I also finished up a couple courses at school, three courses I was taking.
Wow. Yeah. I think you had mentioned to me that you were either working 50% more or was it 100%
more
in hours?
Yeah. I'm working 10 to 15 more hours
a week. A week. Great. And you're sleeping less?
Yes, I'm sleeping way less.
And you feel like you have even more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You also mentioned that your body is stronger now. And you can rely on your body. What do you mean by that?
Like I said, without the exercising, my body does feel good. And I feel like I'm more in tune with my muscles. And I feel like it's all part of me. It's not kind of dragging me down.
Not holding you back.
Right.